Avoiding the lapse in networking. Heading out of town on travel, whether for business or fun, can have one unpleasant side effect. It can play havoc on your networking practice. Now, missing a week here or there isn't a huge problem. Networking has a certain momentum to it. The true challenge is when you get home. Remember, returning often means a pile of urgent stuff to deal with. You could easily spend another week just taking care of it. Before you know it, you'll realize that you haven't done your networking for over a month. Look out, feast and famine cycle, here we come. Here are a few things we can do to help mitigate the problem. First, if you set specific dates to call your contacts, make sure you don't have anyone scheduled while you're going to be gone. If the absence is unplanned, take a few minutes as soon as you get back to spread your scheduled calls from that time into the next 2 or 3 weeks. Second, while you may not have time to do your full networking practice, assuming you do have email access, just send out an email or two each day. It'll help you stay in touch at a minimal investment of time. Third, especially when you're away from home, this is a perfect time to practice your face-to-face networking skills. Strike up a conversation with someone at the breakfast buffet. Find out how the front desk manager got his position. How long has the shuttle driver been working this route? Next, if you're on the road, do you have access to your tickler file, your schedule, and your address book? Ideally, you'll have with you the minimum you need to make whatever connections you have time for. Last, take a few moments to plan for your networking upon your return. Be aware of the time it'll take you to catch up and schedule a specific time for your networking activities. Sometimes, just the act of planning will be enough to keep you on track. When you head off on vacation, you probably already have a checklist of sorts to make sure you don't forget to feed the cat or pack your snorkeling gear. Add one more thing to the list. Adjust your networking to the on-the-road mode. Taking a little time now to prepare for your absence will help you avoid the feast or famine cycles which come from an uneven practice.